This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And here's the other thing, because I also, you know, I'm in a lot of meetings on foreign policy. You know, for years and generations, wars have been fought over oil. In a short matter of time, they will be fought over water.
Well, let's just say I hope you like the movie Waterworld.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
1 week ago, he was calling for the All-Star Game to be moved out of Atlanta, and then shortly thereafter, it was. Now he's expressing concern about the idea of moving the Masters because of the impact it might have on working people in and around the Masters. Feels like after a week of criticism, some people are catching up and saying, ooh, this actually hurts a bunch of the people that we're trying to protect in this country right now.
This is not a crisis. This is chaos. This is a chaotic situation.
The best way to deal with this is for Georgia and other states to smarten up. Stop it.
Talk to me like I'm a child.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And you can feel free to use that number to call us. We've got a lot to get to here today. Breaking news, Joe Biden on breakthroughs in aviation, commercial air flights. It's just amazing. Last week it was high speed rail. Now it's ultra high speed airline travel. We'll play some of those cuts. And but there's breaking news here. Grace mentioned it a little bit in her news. The Albany Times Union, that's the local paper in the capital of New York. It's owned by Hearst. And they've been doing a really good job covering the Cuomo scandal with the Governor Cuomo and all of his multiple scandals. And, you know, if you want to look at it, I mean, it just gets worse and worse. I mean, imposing these taxes, which are just going to drive out more businesses, payoffs to illegal aliens, there's all this stuff. But the one of the bigger scandals, or I guess with a lot, the nursing home is the big scandals. The fact that he put all these COVID-19 people into the nursing homes and killed hundreds, if not probably thousands of elderly patients who didn't have to die if they had segregated the COVID-19 positive patients. That's the biggest scandal. And then he covered up the numbers to the feds, the FBI, the Brooklyn U.S. Attorney's Office. They're investigating that. The Attorney General is investigating some of the other allegations of sexual harassment. But so today, the Times Union broke the story about the aide to the governor who was she's the one that has told so far the worst story, that she was groped when she was sent to help him out with his cell phone last December in the governor's mansion. And you know, there was a story last weekend in the New York Post about how his girlfriend, the celebrity cook, I never watched any of those celebrity cook shows, so I don't know what her name is. Is it Sandra something? Sandra something. And about how she knew all about his cheating, and that's why she basically ran away from him. And she lives out on the West Coast now, and she refused to talk to anybody about all these things. But she knew what was going on, apparently. And so this woman told the Albany Times Union or a reporter there, Brendan Lyons, I guess is his name. She knows him. And she told him about how she was groped by Cuomo. But now she's come out with a fuller account of how he groomed her. There's that word again, groom. I mean, that's a really, really loaded negative connotation, because it means they're preparing you to be basically used sexually. You know, it's not like a relationship between consenting adults. You're being groomed to be victimized, I guess is the word. Maybe not raped, but but you're being taken advantage of. And so they, today the Albany Times Union has come out with a lengthy story. They're still not naming her. I mean, everybody, I guess, in the inner circle of the governor knows who she is. And she said that she gets dirty looks when she goes to work. She gets fewer working assignments. She's still worried about being fired. And obviously the governor never speaks to her anymore. But, you know, she's still on the payroll. The governor groped her breast under her blouse in his private office at the executive mansion in November. It was November. She described the incident as the culmination of escalating inappropriate behavior by the governor over the past 17 months. The governor came out from behind his desk. This is not in the state house or the office in New York City in Midtown. This is in his own living quarters. The governor came out from behind his desk and began groping her in a sexually aggressive manner. And that wasn't just a hug, she said. He went for it, and I was kind of like, oh, the door is right here. I was mortified that a woman who works here is going to come in and see. I was terrified of that happening because that's not who I am and that's not what I'm here for. As panic set in, it flashed in her mind that insulting the governor could cost her the career she had been working so hard to build. Quote, I said to him, you're going to get us in trouble. I didn't know what else to say. It was pretty much like, what are you doing? That's when he slammed the door shut. He said, I don't care. Think of how the woke left-wing Democrat media mob wanted to run Brett Kavanaugh out of not just the Supreme Court, but out of public life for doing nothing, for allegations that were totally fabricated, concocted, made up out of thin air. This is a woman, she's a single mother, she's divorced, and she's just trying to keep her job. And this guy is going after her. And this, she's one out of nine women who's making these allegations. And yet they're going to look the other way tonight. It won't be on CNN, I guarantee you. I doubt it'll be on MSNBC. I doubt it'll be on any of the other networks. I remember exactly, there you go. I remember exactly what I was wearing, she said. I remember him slamming the door so hard that I remember thinking to myself that I'm sure the staff is like, is everything okay up there? He came right back and he pulled me close, and all I remember is seeing his hand, his big hand. I remember looking down like, holy bleep. That's when the governor reached under her blouse and started feeling her up, her breast. I was just so confused and so taken aback by it. He never said anything, which was odd. At this moment, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Now my hives are coming out. I'm like swearing in my mind. I remember I walked out and he walked back into his office. I remember going downstairs and escorting myself out and going to my car and sitting there for a second and going, okay, now I have to go back into the Capitol, go back to my desk and do my job and pretend that, like, that just didn't just happen. This is something that Paula Jones would have said, you know, when Clinton was governor and she was down at the conference in the lobby of the hotel. I think it was the Excelsior Hotel. And Clinton had the state trooper bring her up to his penthouse suite and then pull down his pants. It's not quite that bad, but it's the same general M.O. In the backdrop of the dual investigations in the political theater, the young woman at the center of the most serious allegations has soldiered on, reporting to her job at the Capitol, where she has endured an occasional, quote-unquote, dirty look and fewer work assignments. She was already thin, but has lost significant weight, is emotionally fragile, and as the mother of a young child, remains concerned about job security. I didn't have another choice, she said about that night in November. I remember thinking, you have to pull yourself together, even if you have to sit here for a couple of minutes to do that. If I told someone, I'm done. And who do you tell? Again, sounds like Paula Jones. Sounds like a lot of women that have been in this position. And this guy was the toast of the town. He got a $4 million advance from some left-wing publisher in New York to write his story about how he handled. He was handling the corona. He was handling something in Albany, but he wasn't handling the coronavirus panic very well, was he? Certainly not with nursing homes. She spoke on the condition of anonymity to protect her privacy, although it is widely known in the governor's circle who she is and what she has alleged. For roughly 2 years, she said, she believes Cuomo had been grooming her in a pattern of inappropriate behavior that began with tight hugs and kisses on the cheek. God. I'll read more of this, and we'll take some calls on this when we come back. 844-500-4242. And again, they're not going to they refuse to say Biden. What can Biden say after Tara Reid stepped up? After his son doesn't even remember the stripper who had his kid. You know, his son was having sex apparently with the with his daughter-in-law before his first son, his beloved son Beau, even died. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls. I'll finish reading the story when we come back. Last summer, I had a dental emergency, and where did I go? Perfect Smiles. I've said this before, but was reminded yet again of what a perfectionist Dr. Bruce Houghton is. He is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. Being on TV, it's important that I look my best. Dr. Houghton did that for me, and he can do it for you, too. We're in a climate right now where a lot of people don't want to go into the city. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, just off the interstate highway. Parking is free and parking is plentiful. When I got there, I was impressed to see all the state-of-the-art safety protocols they've taken since the virus. You'll feel safe and confident when you visit Perfect Smiles, and believe it or not, some of the new procedures that they have make a visit to the dentist much more tolerable than it used to be. But it was always good at Perfect Smiles. It's even better now. Listen, you may be neglecting many of your duties and usual chores during this panic that's going on, still going on, but don't neglect your dental health. It'll lead to problems down the road, losing your teeth, gum disease. It's really horrible and it's really expensive. You don't want it to happen. Get to Perfect Smiles, and you can see what they did for me. You can see what they can do for you. To see for yourself and get your perfect smile, call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my video at perfectsmiles.com. Perfect Smiles. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn, where you can still get an ocean view room in May and June for off-season rates. Go to NausetBeachInn.com to book your stay today. That's N-A-U-S-E-T, NausetBeachInn.com. It's a great place. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should high-speed internet access be considered infrastructure?
No, I don't think so. You have to totally change the definition of infrastructure.
24% say yes.
Should Netflix be considered infrastructure? Come on. Hulu? Roku? 844-500-4242. 860, do you think Fredo will talk about it tonight? You know the answer to that question, 860. At 844-500-4242, Cuomo was grooming her like a mayor, says 617, preparing to ride. Yes, he was. 619, texted you guys over 2 months ago that Fredo the senior ain't going anywhere. Well, he's not Fredo. He's he's big, he's baby Doc, as Chris Plant calls him, ain't going anywhere, and I still stand by that belief. Dems love their sleazeballs, don't they? Yeah, Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, was practically bragging about being accused of rape and, covering himself with the cloak of victimhood for being accused by these two credible women. Just amazing. 844-500-4242. By early last year, the governor's hugs had grown tighter. He would sometimes try to pull her close to feel her breasts against his chest. The conversations had also evolved into Cuomo asking probing and inappropriate questions about her marriage and scoffing at her unwillingness to have a boyfriend. He looked at me one time and said, "Oh, if you were single, the things I would do to you." Jesus. You'd be in deep trouble if you did this in a private sector company. You could be fired for saying something like that. If you're a Republican, you're going to be in big trouble for that. In late 2019, the governor's conduct around her became more aggressive. On New Year's Eve that year, a Tuesday, they were alone in Cuomo's office, and he said, "Let's take a selfie," she recalled. I said, "Okay." I remember standing up in his upstairs office, right outside his bedroom. I was holding the phone. I was nervous. As the phone is up, I feel him, like, not just sliding his hands. He's like rubbing my butt cheek, but not saying anything. This was the first blatant move. It's very easy to say, "Well, why didn't you slap him?" You're like, "Is this really going on? Is this happening?" I remember him doing it for more than a second. I think a lot of women out there are saying, this happened to me, or this could have happened to my daughter. I mean, I'm thinking of it happening to one of my daughters. It's just horrible. And again, from such a hypocrite, from a guy who claims to be this tribune of wokeness, and he believes in equal rights for all concerned. He doesn't like people who own guns. He doesn't like people who oppose abortion. He wants them out of New York State because he wants to build a utopian workers' paradise, unless they work for him, of course. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Howie. Since we pay for, as taxpayers, they work for us, what would put an end to sexual, vocabulary or, attempts by women and men would be to spend the money and get them body cams. I mean, it would be well worth the money. Nobody's going to do anything.
I don't know. I don't know, Pat. I mean, I think... I used to be opposed to police body cams, but they seem to have turned out pretty well. They've really protected police more than they've hurt police, I think, and from specious false allegations. But you can't have you want everybody in society to be wearing a body cam, Pat?
No, just the people that we pay their salary. Everybody in government. What are we talking about? Governors. Assistant attorneys, anybody in high level positions.
Yeah.
We're talking about, 535 Congress people. Remember when Trump took office, they had paid out when Paul Ryan was there, they had paid out $17 million.
Well, this guy, Alcee Hastings, who just died, the crooked judge who became a crooked congressman. It's they have a lionizing a hagiographic piece, an obituary in the Washington Post about him today. I'll read it later on in the show, and then they mention in passing that by the way, in addition to being corrupt and taking payoffs to fix cases, they also had to pay $200,000 to a female aide to settle up a sexual harassment lawsuit. Yeah, you're right. They've spent millions of dollars, and look at Matt Gaetz. I mean, it's looking more and more like he's in some kind of a jam. I mean, he denies everything and says he just had girlfriends, but it's looking like it's worse than that. But again, Matt Gaetz is in more trouble than Cuomo is. because Cuomo is a member of at least a few protected classes, being a Democrat. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I think this is the best story yet. I mean, the most graphic story yet. And it has the ring of truth. You know, like I remember all the women stepping out against Brett Kavanaugh. Oh, I was raped on a boat in Newport. Was it Newport? Or was it Woonsocket? Well, it was probably Newport, because I don't think there aren't too many boats in Woonsocket. And they just passed that on. That was a big story. And then the Julie Swetnick, remember that? That was some very fake news from NBC News. They put it on with that was Michael Avenatti's client, who claimed Brett Kavanaugh was running the rape gang. You know, but they didn't care. They did. But again, remember NBC News, which ran with Julie Swetnick. NBC News, which refused to cover Juanita Broderick when she made credible accounts about Bill Clinton raping her way back when. I remember that because I was somewhat involved with that. We made a big deal of it, and Brian Williams called us back or something. Somebody from NBC called us back. But anyway, NBC News, which is very selective about the scandals that they cover, I'm sure they've been all over Matt Gaetz, but they're not going to cover this tonight. That's my prediction. MSNBC or NBC News. And I'll throw CBS in there, too. CBS, which is all over DeSantis for nothing, even though Democrats are screaming at him before the thing runs, not to run with it because it's fake news. They're not gonna go near this one with a 10-foot pole. And remember, NBC News also is the ones who had the Harvey Weinstein story cold by Ronan Farrow, and they refused to run with it. And they're not going to run with this one either. 844-500-4242. So when he was squeezing her rear end and in 2019, New Year's Eve, she took the selfie, and then he told her not to send the selfie to anyone but a female colleague. He asked her, cautioned her never to show it to anyone else. I said, this is the woman. Again, she's a single mother. And she's divorced, and she's lost a lot of weight because of this going on. I said, yes, sir, I understand. Is this someone that you're on an equal level with, that you can have a consensual relationship with if you call him sir? I said, yes, sir, I understand, and I won't. I never did. If he looks you in the eye and says, you don't tell a soul or tell anyone, then you won't. He's kind of letting you know it would be in your best interest not to, if you know what's good for you. I didn't tell a soul. I didn't say anything about what he did. I never mentioned anything about the incident. And right before the panic began, he was getting increasingly frisky with her. He was grooming her, again, to use that word, especially at the mansion. The conversations grew increasingly inappropriate. He's like, would you ever do anything with anyone else? I said, no. He said, I'm single, and I'm ready to mingle. I'm single, and I'm ready to mingle. You think if they could get Matt, if they had a witness saying Matt Gaetz said that, do you think they'd run with that big time, even though he's just a backbench congressman in the minority party? It would be a huge story. I'm single and ready to mingle. And then the pandemic kicks in, and they're all working from home, et cetera, et cetera. If it wasn't for this pandemic and me being quarantined and being home, I'm sure that the groping probably would have happened sooner. I didn't see him for a long time. But then they all start coming back to work, drifting in. In November, she said, after being summoned to the mansion to help Cuomo with his iPhone, everything changed. This is back to the incident. I don't remember actually saying the word stop. I think I said, you're crazy. I do remember saying that, and that's when he ultimately stopped, me saying, you're crazy. That was definitely not something he wants to hear. It was definitely a hit to his ego. And then it was almost like instantly he was done. He turned around and walked back to his desk. He didn't say anything. I walked myself out the front door and nothing was said. I almost felt like I was a piece of garbage to him. I was felt degraded. Ugh. 508, who knew the governor of New York is a lounge lizard from the 70s? 603, I think Governor Cuomo and Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for the Houston Texans, who's been accused of, by dozens of women. Let's see here. So anyway, now this is another thing that has the ring of truth to me. When these women start coming forward and making these allegations against him, he has a live press statement. I don't know how many. I don't think he took any questions, but he read a statement. And he apologized and said, I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. So everyone in the office in Albany is watching this while he's doing it. They're watching it on live TV. In the executive chamber, now we're back to the Times Union, the report. This is the end of the story. In the executive chamber, staff members were monitoring the news conference. Hearing Cuomo's denial, the woman who was accused Cuomo of groping her was overcome with an emotion. An executive assistant noticed her colleague had started tearing up and went to her aid. The woman had never told anyone what had happened to her, but she began telling the executive assistant about the incident at the mansion, being groped, her breast being groped. 5 days later, on March 8th, the executive assistant reported the woman's allegation to a supervisor in the governor's office. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Public or private sector. The following days, Times Union reported the woman's allegations, and the governor's office confirmed they had reported the matter to the state attorney general's office. In response to questions from the Times Union that week about the new allegations, Cuomo issued a statement saying, I have never done anything like this. The details of this report are gut-wrenching. There were nothing like the details that I've just been reading you now. This was a much more horrifying story. I mean, much more graphic, gross. On March 12th, the woman was interviewed in New York City by investigators with the state attorney general's office. 844-500-4242. You know, this is in December. Later that month, the woman who was accused the governor of groping her said she was taking dictation for the governor in his Capitol office when he brought up what had happened a month earlier, meaning groping her breast through. She was wearing a bra at the time when he groped it. Near the end of it, he looked up at me and he said, you know, by the way, you know, people talk in this office and you can never tell anyone about anything we talk about or, you know, anything, right? I said, I understand. He said, well, you know, I could get in big trouble. You know that? I said, I understand, Governor. And he said, okay. The woman said she interpreted the governor's words that day almost as a threat. This is the last paragraph I'm coming up to. It's a good kicker, as you know, just from a newspaper journalistic point of view. I was a liability, and he knew that. He was definitely trying to let me know it would be in your best interest to keep quiet.
There is still a question of the truth. I did not do what has been alleged, period.
Yes, sure. I know his look, and I know how intimidating he can be. He wanted to get a message across to me. End of story. And again, they're going to give it tonight on the networks. They're going to give it a good leaving alone. And if I'm wrong, so be it. I hope I am wrong, but I don't think I am. And I don't think you think I'm wrong either, because you're thinking the same thing. Democrats get away with this stuff, whether it's the big lummox Al Gore or Joe, Dementia Joe with Tara Reid or Bill Clinton with half the population or Justin Fairfax with those two black women, both of whom were professionals, incidentally. And, you know, all these, they all get it away. They all get away with it. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Get you off speaker there. You know, I just came back from New York City last night. I was there exactly a year ago, just before the shutdown, and I was back there yesterday on the same job. And I can tell you that it's a different planet from just 1 year ago.
I agree.
The people you talk the blue people you talk to, cabbies, street vendors, anybody that's kind of a blue-collar person in the city. Now, of course, I was in 6th Avenue where the money is across from, I won't say where it was. But that said, the filth, the utter filth that New York is today compared to a year ago, and the complaining, Howie, from all the people I talk to about how they can't stand Cuomo and de Blasio. And I said, you know, we know how you feel because we have it here with Governor Baker and, of course, Mayor Marty Walsh was awful. It ruined the city of Boston single-handedly. But I said, you know, I said, don't complain. I said, you vote Democrat, so don't bitch at me. But I have to tell you, the crime in New York's out of control. The panhandling, the bums, the illegal aliens that you see, no one speaks English. It's awful, Howie.
Yeah. I know there was that was the front page splash in the New York Post today. I don't know if you saw it. Michael Goodwin wrote a column basically just saying what you just said, the same thing. He thinks it's over for New York City, that the rich people aren't coming back. And who could blame him? If you know, they had somebody yesterday wrote another column in the New York Post said that, you know, these rich people that are now going to have the highest taxes in the country under what the legislature has been doing in Albany, higher than California when you throw in the New York City income tax on top of the New York State income tax plus the federal income tax, which is going up. These are people who have, as the other columnist in the New York Post said, they have two, sometimes three houses. So a lot of them have a choice of two states that they can go to. Are they going to stick around New York in an unsafe environment where there's no entertainment, there's no more restaurants, it's dangerous to walk the streets for what? When they can move down and the kicker, it's a crappy climate. It's not as bad as Boston, but it's not a great climate. Why would you stay in New York City? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, I wanted to point out how the Senator Gillibrand is the feminist that's never there when you need her. Remember how she came out with, you know, years later with Bill Clinton saying,
right,
you wish she, you know, had said something.
Right.
And now she has a chance with Governor Cuomo and she's as quiet as the grave.
Right. She wouldn't say anything. I think Schumer finally told her she had to say something. So she finally came out and issued a joint statement with Schumer saying he had to resign. But you're right. She didn't want to say anything, but she wanted to run Al Franken out of the Senate. I mean, there was never, as bad as Al Franken was, and he was a horrible person and a rotten senator, but he never did anything as bad as what's alleged in this story, did he? I don't think he did. I don't think he did, and she wanted to get rid of him. Sometimes Democrats do get caught up in Me Too, and they get whacked. But usually they have to do something really bad. And Cuomo's just trying to ride this thing out. He's not going anywhere. You can't shame somebody who's shameless. That's what it boils down to. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I did it again this past Sunday. 3 bike rides in one day. All my energy is thanks to Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference. You'll feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order your one-month supply at balance7.com using code word HOWIEFREE. That's one word, HOWIEFREE, to save $10 and free shipping. Be one of the first 50 to purchase Balance 7 and receive smooth skin, an exfoliant and deep cleansing skin conditioner valued at $13.99 for free. That's free, a $14 value. Order now and receive $10 off a 30-day supply, free shipping, and a chance to receive smooth skin conditioner at no charge. All by using my code word, HOWIEFREE. That's HOWIEFREE. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
I have taken thousands of pictures. I never meant to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I never meant to make anyone feel awkward. There are times when I go to take a picture with a person and I can feel that they're standoffish or something, and I respect that.
Not according to this woman who works for you, who you were grooming, according to her. So I know the story is breaking. It only got filed about an hour and a half ago by the Albany Times Union. But the alt-left media is not exactly rushing to get it into print. It's not even on the front page of Politico.com. They do have a story, but you got to go deep into it. But they got a lot of Matt Gaetz stuff, you know. But nah, not Cuomo. 413 says Al Franken perving over a sleeping girl for the camera, pretending to grope her hooters is pretty creepy. Howie, just saying, it is. I agree. But you know, she was sleeping, and he was goofing her. I mean, I remember that picture on the front page of the New York Post. I can't get it out of my mind. I never can. I never will be able to. But it's not as bad as this story. It's not nearly as bad as this story. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Good, because I'm wondering, I recall when you were in the Boston area, journalist, you used to be very well respected, especially by me. I thought you had a set of castanas on you to take on the Whiting mob and all. And now what I wonder is, with your radio show, what's happened that you seem to harp on just one side, anybody with a D after their name, whether people have committed the same things as anyone with an R after their name, or if they're only accused? I can't recall you.
Well, he didn't. You know, Tom, here's the thing. The Democrats didn't wait to go after Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh was falsely charged. And people like Cuomo said he should step down from consideration. So I'm trying to use the same standards that Cuomo and the Democrats used as were used for people like Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not defending Matt Gaetz, by the way. You just heard me say, I think, that they're going to get Matt Gaetz if there appears to be something here that he has done. But do you think Cuomo is innocent? Do you think these 9 women are lying?
You use the word credible witness, correct? Or credible accusation?
Yes.
Have credible accusations been made that you personally have not reported on?
Yes. I get a lot of incredible allegations made about various people. I don't report them.